Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second, the right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jeff Long. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell fires to first, and they've got Flood trapped. There's the throw to Rogers, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groat moves to second. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowan. The throw from Uecker and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Javier reaches second base with a double. James moves to third. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to home to get James. Javier moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Uecker and he is out, Boyer applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. Uecker hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long strikes out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. James strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Uecker and he is safe. Rogers steals second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers moves to third. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowan strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bertel moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. There goes Rogers. He's safe. There goes Bertel. Here's the throw, and he's safe. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Uecker fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Uecker. Ellsworth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bertel scores. Ellsworth moves to third. Stewart moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. There goes Stewart. The throw from Uecker and Stewart is out. There goes Ellsworth. He's safe. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-2 in the game. Uecker is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Cowan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. James hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. James reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-4 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-3 in the game. Uecker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver pinch runs for Bob Uecker. Jerry Buchek pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek takes first base on ball 4. McCarver moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Groat takes first base on ball 4. McCarver moves to third. Butchek moves to second. Doug Clemens pinch runs for Dick Groat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Butchek scores. Clemens moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-4 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.